Welcome to tonight's episode of American A Cappella with hosts Jamie Jones and Mike Mano. On American A Cappella, you will hear the best a cappella music, along with a few candid interviews with people who have shaped this great art form. From chorus groups to barbershop and doo-wop to college a cappella, you will get a taste of a musical world exploding with beautiful harmonies and undiscovered talent. Now, here are your hosts of American A Cappella, Jamie Jones and Mike Mano.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to another episode of American A Cappella. I'm Mike Mano.
I'm Jamie Jones.
And tonight we have a very, very special program near and dear to my heart and Jamie's, actually. It's going to be a show about the Music Man.
River City, that's right.
That's right. A Music Man close to my life because I've been involved with it pretty much all of my life since actually, the Buffalo Bills are my honorary godfathers, so I've been around for a long time with this.
Wow.
Yeah, and I've been in many, many performances of the Music Man over the years, starting off in high school and then several regional appearances and a national tour back about 25 years ago. And now, you and I, Jamie,
yes,
will be together again in Music Man, but
that's
this
right.
time on a much, much higher level, professional level.
That's right.
And we'll be appearing at Theater by the Sea in Matunuck, Rhode Island. And that's going to take place the middle of June to the middle of July.
Around the 21st-ish of June to the 15th of July.
That's right. And today we're going to take two quartets for American A Cappella. The 1950 champion, obviously Buffalo Bills of the Barbershop Harmony Society. And the quartet that we're going to use the most is the 1978 champions, which were who, Jamie?
That quartet was made up of Alan Hatton as tenor, Ken Hatton as lead, Dan Burgess as baritone, and Richard Staub as bass.
All right. And their name was?
Bluegrass Student Union.
Oh, there you go. I thought I had you stumped there for a minute. Yes, Bluegrass Student Union. And the reason we're using those two quartets is obviously the Buffalo Bills were in the movie Music Man as well as on Broadway for many years. And the Bluegrass Student Union in the 1980s put together a medley of Music Man songs. So it's perfect for our show for American A Cappella. We're going to kind of take you through the show step by step, starting off on the 4th of July in 1912. Oh.
Wow.
Wow, that was a while ago. And that's where the show takes place. And you first hear about this guy named Harold Hill coming to River City. And he gets off the train after a great train scene, which we're not going to play for you. and then he meets the people in the town, and they are very Iowa stubborn.
Oh, there's nothing halfway about the Iowa way to treat you when we treat you, which we may not do at all. There's an Iowa kind, a special chip on the shoulder attitude we've never been without that we recall. We can be cold as our falling thermometer in December if you ask about our weather in July. And we're so by God stubborn we can stand touching noses for a week at a time and never see eye to eye. But what the heck? You're welcome. Join us at the picnic. You can have your fill of all the food you bring yourself. You really ought to give Iowa a try. Yes, we'll give you our shirt and a back to go. Should happen to die.
But what the heck?
The heck, you're welcome. Glad to have you with us. Even though we may not ever mention it again,
you really ought to give
Iowa, Hawkeye, Iowa, Dubuque, Des Moines, Davenport, Marshalltown, Mason City, Keokuk, Ames, Clear Lake. You ought to give Iowa
a try.
Come on and give her a try.
That was Bluegrass Student Union and their version of some of the Music Man songs, what we're going to be listening to.
Right, and these aren't the actual songs, obviously, but barbershop versions of those songs.
Right.
And
the real show has full orchestration
that's correct,
which we're not going to use today.
There's the original that was done in 1957. There was another one done in the West End in 1961. And then there was a revival done, of course, in 2000. It won Tony Award for Best Musical. But a lot of that music you can check out on iTunes, a bunch of different recordings.
Right. The original Music Man on Broadway with Robert Preston as Harold Hill.
That's correct.
And Barbara Cook as Marion the Librarian. And then in the movie version, Robert Preston once again, along with Shirley Jones as Marion the Librarian.
No relation.
No relation to Jamie Jones.
That's correct.
All right. Well, the scene progresses, and the next thing you know, you got trouble.
Attention, please. Could I have your attention, please? My friends, you got trouble. Right here, I say trouble right here in River City. Why, sure, I'm a video player, certainly mighty proud to say it. I consider that the hours I spend with a cue in my hand are golden. Help you cultivate horse sense and a cool head and a keen eye. Did you ever take and try to give an ironclad leave to yourself from a three-rail billiard shot?
Heck no!
But just as I say it takes judgment, brains, and maturity to score in a ball-blind game, I say that any boob can take and shove a ball in a pocket.
Ooh, yeah.
And I call that sloth the first big step on the road to the depths of degradation. First it's a little of medicinal wine from a teaspoon, then beer from a bottle.
Yeah,
and the next thing you know, your son is playing for money in a pinchback suit and listening to some big out-of-town Jasper, hearing him tell about horse race gambling.
Not a wholesome trotting race, no, but a race where they sat down right on a horse.
What?
I like to see some stuck-up jockey boy sitting on Dan Patch.
No.
Make your blood boil.
Yeah.
Well, I should say... Now, friends, let me tell you what I mean. You got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 pockets in a table. Pockets that mark the difference between a gentleman and a bum. With a capital B, and that rhymes with P, and that stands for pool. And all week long, your River City youth will be frittered away. You say frittered away there, noontime, supper time, chore time too.
Oh no!
And the ball in the pocket, never mind getting the dandelions pulled, or the screen door patched, or the beefsteak pounded.
Oh my!
Never mind pumping any water till your parents are caught with the cistern empty on a Saturday night, and that's trouble. Yes, you got lots and lots of trouble. I'm thinking of the kids in the Knickerbocker, shirt-tailed young ones peeking in the pool hall window after school. You got trouble.
Trouble.
Folks,
trouble,
right here in River City.
Trouble
with a capital T, and that rhyme with P, and that's
lots
for pool.
Trouble.
Now I know all you folks are the right kind of parents. I'm gonna be perfectly frank. But would you like to know what kind of conversation goes on while they're loping around the hall? They'll be trying out Winston's,
no.
Trying out Salem's,
no.
Trying out Marlboro's, like cigarette fiends.
Good heavens.
And bragging all about how they're gonna cover up a telltale breath with certs one fine night. They leave the pool hall headed for the dance at the armory. Libertine men and scarlet women and
ragtime.
Shameless music that'll drag your son, your daughter, to the arms of a jungle. Animal instinct, masteria.
Our
friends, the idle brain is the devil's playground.
Trouble.
Right here in River City. With a capital T, and that rhymes with P, and that stands for pool.
That stands for pool.
We surely got trouble. Right here in River City.
Gotta
figure out a way to keep the young ones moral after school.
Oh boy, we really got us in trouble.
Oh, we got trouble. We're in terrible, terrible trouble.
That game with the 15 numbered balls is the devil's tool.
Oh yes, we got trouble.
Yes, we got trouble here. We got big trouble.
With a T.
With a capital T.
Gotta rhyme with P.
That rhymes with P.
And that stands for pool.
That stands for pool.
Well, now that the town people know they have trouble, it's time to get them all riled up. And some amazing writing took place for this show. There's some interesting counterpoints and the way the characters relate back to each other and so forth.
And the funny thing is, Harold Hill, Robert Preston, claimed that he got the role despite his limited singing range, because when they went to the audition, they were having the men sing Trouble. And the producers felt it was going to be difficult for him to sing, but with his acting background, it was actually the easiest for Preston, because as we can hear and even the bluegrass version,
right, kind of talking.
It's more, yeah, it's more of acted,
musical
and spoken.
Talking.
That's correct. So, and that's what helped win him over. But most people don't know Meredith Willson was inspired to write this musical because of his boyhood town, Mason City, Iowa,
right,
which is where a lot of these ideas came from for The Music Man.
Kind of like Norman Rockwell used to paint about things he remembered from his little town.
That's right.
Meredith Willson wrote about it. Well, he's got them all riled up. It's time to tell them about their 76 trombones that they're going to get.
Wah, 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 sis, boom. Wah, 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 wah. 76 trombones led the big parade with 110 cornets close at hand. They were followed by rowers and rows of the finest virtuosos, the cream of every famous band. 76 trombones caught the morning sun with 110 cornets right behind. There were more than 1,000 reeds springing up like weeds. There were horns of every shape and kind of line.
There were copper bottom timpani and horse platoons
thundering, thundering all along the way.
Double bell euphoniums and big bassoons,
big bassoons.
Each bassoon having its big fat say.
There were 50 mounted cannon in the battery thundering, thundering louder than before. Clarinets of every size and trumpeters who'd improvise a full octave higher than the score. Singing once more, 76 trombones hit the counterpoint while 110 cornets blazed away to the rhythm of harsh, harsh, harsh. Everyone began to march and we're marching still right today. Marching along right to this day.
Well, Jamie, in the show, right after 76 trombones, Harold is confronted by the school board. Four guys that don't particularly like each other.
They've been
bickering for 15 years, as it's said in the show. But the mayor wants to get Harold's credentials. So he summons the school board and says, "You guys, go get him." So as the school board approaches, that's when Harold realizes this could be a way to get them out of his hair by making them sing.
Yes, he hears the different pitches in the voices, and they magically can sing Barbershop.
There you go, and that's how the Buffalo Bills get into the show. And now we'll actually listen to the Buffalo Bills right off the cast recording singing How Can There Be Any Sin in Sincere? We'll listen to that and then come back after a few messages.
How can there be any sin in sincere? Where is the good in good? By in good. Your apprehensions confuse me, dear, puzzle and mystify, tell me what can be fair in farewell, dear, while one single star shines any sincere? Aren't we sincerely in love?
Welcome back to American A Cappella. I'm Mike Mano.
I'm Jamie Jones.
And we're listening to songs from The Music Man. And we've been listening to Bluegrass Student Union, but that last cut was the world-famous Buffalo Bills, stars of stage and screen.
That's right.
They did both the movie and the musical on Broadway. I had the privilege of seeing the Broadway production several times as a very young man, and it was an honor to be there and be in the dressing room, meet the stars. I actually got to meet Robert Preston and Barbara Cook and a lot of other people. Cool. I wish I had met some of the people from the movie, like Shirley Jones and...
And this guy we're going to play next, right? Buddy Hackett.
Buddy Hackett.
This was actually who I played the first time I ever did the Music Man.
You did the music. You were the Buddy Hackett part.
I was the Buddy Hackett
Marcellus
part.
Marcellus Washburn.
That's right.
All right. We're going to listen to the Sadder But Wiser Girl, which is a little play between Harold and Marcellus.
What do I look for in a girl? Well, I'll tell you. No wide-eyed, eager, wholesome, innocent Sunday school teacher for me. That kind of girl spins webs no spider ever. Now listen, boys. A girl who trades on all that purity merely wants to trade my independence for her security.
The only affirmative she will file refers to marching down the aisle. No golden, glorious, gleaming, pristine goddess.
No, sir,
for no Diana do I play for.
I can
tell you that right now. I snarl, I hiss. How can ignorance be compared to bliss? I spark, I fizz for the lady who knows what time it is. I cheer, I rave for the virtue I'm too late to save. The sadder but wiser girl for me, you see.
The
sadder but wiser girl for me.
No bright-eyed, blushing, breathless baby doll baby. No, sir, that kind of child ties knots no sailor ever knew.
I prefer to take a chance on a more adult romance.
No,
do young miss who keeps resisting
all
the time she keeps insisting.
No
wide-eyed, wholesome, innocent female. No, sir, why she's the fisherman, I'm the fish, you see.
Don't you see
I flinch? Ooh, I shy when the lass with a delicate air goes by. I smile, I grin when the gal with a touch of sin walks in. I hope and pray for Hester to win just one more A. The sadder but wiser girl's the girl for me. The sadder but wiser girl for me.
Jamie, before we get too much further into the show, I do want people to know who's in the quartet with us. I'll be singing bass.
We don't care.
Yeah, well, some people might care. Jamie will be doing the tenor part, and then our baritone is Bob O'Connell, who I've been singing with for about the last 20 years or so. And we have two, not one, but two leads. We're going to have, for the first 2 weeks of the four-week run, Joe Conley, the world-famous Joe Conley.
The world-famous Joe Conley.
Will be with us, and he'll be doing the first couple weeks, and then he's off to Las Vegas for some gigs with his other quartet, with somebody named Keepsake or something like that.
Who?
Yeah. And then, so for the second 2 weeks, we have Chad Putka is going to be singing lead. Chad is a... great lead singer, young man. We're going to have to make him look a little bit older than he actually does because
it
doesn't quite match the rest of us. But we'll use some makeup, some maybe some grayish hair or something.
Working with us, he may get a little bit older
right.
Anyway.
And if you'd like to go to the show, we'd certainly love to see all the Friends of American Acapella there. Jamie, how can they do that?
Yes, it's at Theater by the Sea, which most people know of in this area. In Wakefield, Rhode Island is the actual address. But you can go to theaterbythesea.com to purchase tickets. And you can also call the box office at 401-782-8587. The show is going to run, as we said before, from June 21st through July 15th. And Theater by the Sea has a great lineup this year. Beehive is
Playing now.
Yeah, it's about to begin. And then the Music Man will go on. Then Disney's Beauty and the Beast. And then Mel Brooks' The Producers.
Right. And tickets are very easy to purchase online. If it's very easy to see, You just go to the show you want and find the date you want, click right on it, and you can pick your seat right out of there. It's a very nice system and easy to do.
And it is air-conditioned now.
That's right. That's new. For those of you that might be familiar with the building, it's a very old, typical summer stock theater, and it was the first 73 years was un-air-conditioned, but now they have air conditioning in, so that's kind of good news for the audience.
That's true. It says, for when the sea breezes are not cool enough, so.
There you go. All right, moving down the line in our list of things, we just heard Harold talking to his buddy there, Marcellus.
Yes.
Buddy, I get it, buddy.
Buddy Hagen. Yeah.
And right now, we're going to have Harold run into the women of the town. And they gossip a lot.
Yeah, pick a
little, talk a little, and then the quartet, after trying to get Harold's papers again, is kind of distracted by singing "Goodnight, Ladies."
Pick a little, talk a little, pick a little, talk a little, cheap, 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 talk a lot, pick a little more, pick a little, talk a little, pick a little, talk a little, cheap, 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 talk a lot, pick a little more, pick a little, talk a little, pick a little, talk a little, cheap, 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 talk a lot, pick a little more, pick a little, talk a little, pick a little, talk a little, cheap, 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 pick a little, talk a little.
Her kind of woman doesn't belong on any committee. Of course, I shouldn't tell you this, but she advocates dirty books.
Dirty books.
Charleston. Rabelais.
Balzac.
No.
What's more, she made brazen overtures with a gilt-edged guarantee.
She had a golden glint in her eye and a silver voice with a counterfeit ring. Just melt it down and you'll reveal a lump of lead as cold as steel here where a woman's heart should be.
He left from the city, the library building, but he left all the books to her. Chaucer and Francois Rabelais. Good night, ladies. We're going to leave you now. Farewell, ladies.
There you have the ladies of River City picking a little and talking a little. And now, speaking of ladies, the love interest in all of this is Marion Peru, the librarian, and Harold confronts her.
That's right.
In the library.
And this, in the movie, is one of the best scenes. It's such a good scene.
This is one of my favorite scenes of the whole thing. Unfortunately, I was never in it, but I used to love to
That's why you get to enjoy it.
Marion the librarian.
What can I do?
Can do,
my dear, to catch your ear.
I love you madly, Madam Librarian.
Marion, heaven help us if the library caught on fire and the volunteer hose brigade men had to whisper the news to
What can I say, my dear, to make it clear? I need you badly, Madam Librarian. Marianne.
If I stumbled and I fell on my whatchamacallit, I would lie on the floor unnoticed till my body had turned to Madam Librarian.
Now in the moonlight, a man could
could sing it.
And a fellow would know that his darling had heard every word of his song.
With a moonlight,
that lovely moonlight,
helping along,
just helping along.
But when
I try in here to tell you, dear, I love you madly, madly, madam librarian. Marianne, it's a long lost cause I can never win for the civilized world except as unforgivable sin, any talking out loud with any librarian.
Well, Jamie, as usual, I like to come up with a little trivia thing and put you on the spot on the air.
I love that.
And you know, we really do not discuss these things earlier. Sometimes he does it to me. Mostly I do it to him. But the song that comes after Mary and the Librarian, before the big finale, which you're about to listen to of the first act, which is Wells Fargo Wagon, is called Being in Love.
Yes.
Now, it's a little interesting, little trivia thing. The cast recording of the movie does not have that song in it, right?
Okay.
Are you with me?
I'm with you.
Do you have any idea what I'm talking about? You give me that look.
I'm looking, and all right. I'm listening.
All right. Well, actually, it's the other way around. In the movie, there's a song called Being in Love, and in the play, it's called My White Knight, and they're two different songs.
No offense, but I hate this song.
Well, there you go. And he wrote lots of songs for this, for the show that didn't quite make it.
There was 40 songs written for the show, if you can believe that. 40, and they had to cut out 22 of them.
Wow. Well, this is one of the songs that he wrote, and then they didn't use it in the Broadway production, but they used it in the movie.
It just, in my opinion, it slows down the show right at that point. But
well, that's why we're not going to listen to it.
I love watching Shirley Jones sing it in the thing, because she was gorgeous, but I'd rather not.
Let's get right to the Wells Fargo wagon.
I'm in. Then. Let's do it. Wells Fargo.
All right.
Here it comes.
Here it comes down the street, and then we'll take a short break after that.
I think she's coming, coming, coming. Yes, she's coming, coming, coming. Look, she's coming, coming, coming down the street.
Oh, she's coming, 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 coming down the street. Oh, please let it be for me.
She's coming, she's really coming.
Oh, the Wells Fargo wagon is coming down the street. I wish I knew what it could be.
I got a box of maple sugar on my birthday.
His birthday.
In March, I got a great fishing set.
Fishing set.
And once I got some grapefruit from Tampa.
Montgomery Ward sent me a bathtub, which he ain't used yet.
Oh, the Wells Fargo wagon is coming. Now is it a prepaid surprise or COD? It could be curtains or dishes or a double boiler, or it could be,
yes, it could be, yes, you're right, it surely could be something special,
something very, very special now just for me, for me. Oh, the Wells Fargo wagon is up, coming down the street. Oh, don't let him pass my door. Oh, the Wells Fargo wagon is a coming down the street. I wish I knew what he was coming for.
I got some salmon from Vietnam,
September.
And I expect some Levi's from Sassoon.
And once I got some dumbbells from Louisville.
We're waiting for a brand new pitch pipe to keep us in tune. Keep us in tune.
Oh, the Wells Fargo wagon is
coming now. I don't know how I can ever wait to see. It could be something for someone who is no relation, but it could be,
yes, it could be, yes, you're right, it surely could be
something special, something very, very special now just for me
and me.
And me.
We are back on American Acapella. I'm Mike Maino.
I'm Jamie Jones.
And we have been listening to Songs from the Music Man, which is going to be presented this summer in just a couple weeks at Theater by the Sea,
Matunic,
Rhode Island. And Jamie and I have the privilege of being in it with a couple other guys. Yeah, actually, with three other guys.
That's right. As we're in a quartet with three other guys.
Right, as that works out. But at any rate,
If you don't understand that, rewind the show and go.
Right, we'll explain that Joe Connolly will be singing with us the first 2 weeks, and then Chad Putka will be singing lead the second 2 weeks. And our other guy is Bob O'Connell on baritone. We're going to have a lot of fun, I'm sure, and a lot of work, I'm sure. I know that when I did the national tour about 25 years ago, at that time, 25 years ago, I was by far the oldest person in the cast. So I can't wait to see what this one is going to be like. So I'm going to have people a third my age running circles around, but it should be fun. The first two portions of American Acapella, we've listened to the first half of Music Man, brought you up to the intermission, and now we're about to start Act 2. And Act 2 kind of starts off with basically the Piccolittle ladies doing a little ballet scene.
One Grishnan.
Right. And then the quartet being on stage because...
Two Grishnan.
That's very good, Jamie. Because the quartet is involved.
Trickle, 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 trickle.
And then we're about to sing a song to the ladies, and the song is titled It's You. Now, the Bluegrass Student Union do that song in the middle of a medley. That's a medley.
That's
a combination. A medley. I like that. I think I've just coined a new word.
Right.
All right. But they do it in the middle of a medley. So the end of this might sound a little interesting, like they're going to go to another chord, but we'll let you listen to it anyway.
It's you in the sunrise, it's you in my cup. It's you all the way into town. It's your sweet hello, sets me up. And it's your gotta go dear that gets me down. It's you on my pillow in all of my dreams, till once more the morning breaks through. What words could be saner or truer or plainer than it's you? It's you. Yes, it's you, only you.
Well, you might be able to tell by that transition chord that they were going to go into another song, but we cut them right there because we want to keep the order of the songs the same as they are in the show. And the Bluegrass Student Union, when they put their album together, they kind of mixed up the order, but we want to keep it all chronologically correct.
This next song is my absolute favorite.
You love this song.
I love this song.
And you did this song.
I did this song, and I love doing this song.
But I never did it, so what is the song, Jamie?
Shapoopy.
All right, here we go.
Now a woman who'll kiss on the very first date is usually a hussy, and a woman who'll kiss on the second time out is anything but fussy. But a woman who'll wait till the third time around, head in the clouds, feet on the ground, she's the girl he's glad he's found. She's his shapoopy, 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 the girl who's hard to get.
Shapoopy, shapoopy, shapoopy,
but you can win her yet. Oh, 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 walk her once just to raise the curtain, then you walk around twice and you know for certain.
No,
once more in the flower garden, she will never get sore if you beg her pardon.
squeeze her once when she isn't looking. If you get a squeeze back, that's fancy cooking.
Once more for a pepper upper, she will never get sore on her way to supper.
Now little old Sal was an old gal, as anyone could see.
Look at her now, she's a gold gal who only goes for me. Squeeze her once more, even if she's looking. If you get one back, then you're really cooking. Just once more for the final clincher, she will never get sore, even if you pinch her. E-O-E-O-E-A.
Shapoopy, 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 the girl who's hard to get.
Shapoopy, shapoopy, shapoopy,
but you can win her yet. Shapoopy, 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 but you can win her yet. You bet.
Now, the burning question, Jamie, is since you did it and this was your starring song, what does shapoopy mean?
I have no clue.
What do you mean you have no clue? You're supposed to know the meaning of these
things.
It's
a dance, isn't it? The shapoopy is a dance.
I don't know. I never had to sing it, so you're the one. That,
I don't know. It's just a fun song to sing.
Okay.
Anytime right. I can say shapoopy and people don't look at me weird, I'm in.
All right. There you go. We are going to break tradition right now.
We're going to play something with music.
See that? He knew, and I hadn't told him in advance. This is show number 166, and we've always stuck with a cappella. But I couldn't figure any way to get around this, because the next song is a song that everybody asks for. If you sing in a barbershop quartet anywhere in the world, people will come up to you from the audience and say, "Hey, do you know
Light a Rose?"
Right. And this is Buffalo Bill's singing Light a Rose, which goes into Dream of Now, which is going to be sung on the movie cast recording with Shirley Jones.
Light a rose, I'm home again, Rose, to get the sun back in the sky. Light a rose, I'm home again, Rose, about a thousand kisses shy. Ding dong ding, I can hear the chapel bell chime. Ding dong ding, at the least suggestion I'll pop the question. Light a rose, I'm home again, Rose, without a sweetheart to my name. Light a rose, how everyone knows that I am hoping you're the same. So here is my love song, not fancy or fine. Light a rose, oh, won't you be my light rose, oh light rose, oh light rose.
Dream of now, dream of then, dream of a love song that might have been. Do I love you? Tell you,
Jamie, there was a young man in the movie that later achieved some stardom. He played Winthrop. Do you know who that was?
Little Richie Cunningham.
That's right. Ron Howard.
That's right. The great actor and director.
Now director, right? He was. He later went on from the movie to be in the Andy Griffith Show and starred in that for many, many years, and then went on to Happy Days, as you said, in Richie Cunningham.
That's right. And many directorial successes. Oh, yeah. Apollo 13, How the Grinch Stole Christmas, and so on and so on.
And many, many more. And his big song in the show, in the movie, was sung by both he and Harold and his grandmother.
That's right.
I'm sorry, not grandmother. His mother.
Oh, that's true.
Thinking of her as a grandmother, but that's no, true. It's the mother, the Widow of Peru. And the song is about the town where Harold Hill said he was from, Gary, Indiana.
G-A-R-Y, G-A-R-Y,
Gary, Indiana, let me say it once again.
Again.
Oh, Gary, Indiana, that's the town that knew me when.
That knew him when.
If you'd like to have a logical explanation how I happened on this elegant syncopation, I will say without a moment of hesitation, there is just one place that can light my face. Gary, Indiana, not Louisiana, Paris, France, New York, or Rome,
but
Gary, Indiana,
my home sweet home.
So now we've had
a logical explanation how we happened on this elegant syncopation, and we'll say without a moment of hesitation,
there is just one place that can light my face. Oh, Gary, Indiana, not Louisiana, Paris, France, New York, or Rome,
but Gary, Indiana, my home sweet home, my home sweet home.
Well, Jamie, we're approaching the end of the production, and Gary, Indiana leads into the fact that Marion is now falling in love with Harold, and we're going to end with the big love song at the end. But before we do that, we want to tell everybody one more time, Music Man.
That's right. Running from June 21st through July 15th at Theater by the Sea. You can go to theaterbythesea.com to purchase your tickets. It's very easy there. Or you can go to 401-782-8587. And remember, they have a great season going on with Beehive going on now. And then after The Music Man, they'll have Disney's Beauty and the Beast and Mel Brooks, The Producers.
And there are other things too at Theater by the Sea. If you've never been there before, there's a great restaurant attached to the building, so you can make your trip down there to beautiful Matunic. You can actually smell the ocean breezes as it's so close to the ocean. and have a great meal there. There's beautiful gardens, formal gardens there. There's a gazebo with drinks. So it's a very, very user-friendly facility.
And if you have children, there's Children's Festival as well with Jack and the Beanstalk and Seussical Jr. and so on and so on. So you can check that out on their website as
well. Check everything out. There's even a cabaret that possibly you might catch the amazing Joe Connolly in some night if you're lucky enough to be there.
That's true.
So all of that is available online for you to get that information. Free parking also at Theater by the Sea. So that's important to remember.
And AC.
And air conditioning, that's right. Well, thank you for listening to American Acapella tonight. We've had a trip down memory lane as we recapped the acapella version of The Music Man with the Bluegrass Student Union and a couple songs by the Buffalo Bills. We have one song left to go, and this is just before the big climax, and this is entitled Till There Was You. Till next time, I'm Mike Mano.
I'm Jamie Jones.
Good night, everyone.
Thank you for tuning in to this month's episode of American Acapella. To listen to past shows, visit our website, AmericanAcapella.com. And if you would like to have your group featured on a future program, please email us at WCRI@classical959.com. Hey, soul sister.